Anti-Trump protesters took to the streets around the country last night in cities including Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, St. Paul, and more. In Los Angeles, part of the 101 highway was shut down. Here was some of the scene in New York where protesters descended on Trump Tower. Students were also out protesting like these at the University of Connecticut in stores. So a lot of disappointment from Democrats following Donald Trump's win. David Korn is Washington Bureau Chief of Mother Jones. He joins us now. And David, what do you think about these protests and what do they say to you?
Well, first, I'm hoping that everybody who protested went out and voted against Donald Trump if they're now protesting the election of Donald Trump. We have a situation where I would argue that the most divisive presidential candidate in modern times has won an election and is going to take office having not won a majority of the vote, who has made statements that his own party leaders called racist, statements that have been misogynistic. He's called for a ban on Muslims, and yet he did not win the support for this dark vision from most voters. He won the majority of electoral college votes, but not the popular vote. So I can understand why people are upset, and while now they have no choice but to, you know, protest the way they're doing, but eventually they're going to have to organize and win electorally in the by-elections 2 years from now and then the next presidential election.
Well, a couple of things I want to get to there that you just mentioned. But first of all, it sounds like you think that some of the people who were out in the streets last night didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Do you think that there are a lot of people who maybe they were Bernie Sanders supporters, maybe they decided to vote for Jill Stein or not vote, and they're the people who are out in the streets?
I don't know. I have not canvassed them. I have not done a survey. I'm just, you know, speculating. But I would say, and I had talked during the campaign season to Bernie Sanders supporters, I had a fair number of them on my Twitter feed who said they weren't going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, these were people who knew that Bernie Sanders had said that Donald Trump would be dangerous for the country, and therefore he wanted his own supporters to vote for Hillary Clinton. So if they're out there protesting now and they had not followed Bernie's lead and voted for Hillary Clinton, then it's really too little too late for them in particular.
So what about the issue of the popular vote in the Electoral College? This is going to be the second time, it looks like, that a Democratic candidate has not won the presidency while winning the popular vote just in the last couple of decades. What are Democrats doing wrong that they have all of these people voting for them, and yet they, at this point, are about to have no power in the White House, Senate, or the Congress?
And what you're leaving out here is in the last congressional election, the Democrats won more votes nationally for House seats than did the Republicans. Well, I think it's time to look at the system. I mean, you asked what the Democrats did wrong. Now, of course, we can say Hillary should have won Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and everything would be right. But we need to, I think, revisit the need for the Electoral College. And we need also particularly to look at how Republicans, once they've gained control of state legislatures, have gerrymandered America to such an extent that the experts who look at this say that the Democrats would have to win 54% of the national House vote in order to win a majority in the House. Now, that is just patently unfair. Now, I know, Democrats have gerrymandered in the past as well, but I think it's time to stop that. You know, our country has developed demographically in a way that, you know, large numbers of people from certain groups are, you know, concentrated in urban areas and suburban areas, and their political power, you even say their political rights, are being diluted by these, you know, old systems, you know, that were created hundreds of years ago, and by Republican gerrymandering. And let's not forget that Republicans have made a very, very conscious effort to reduce the number of voting places in areas that are primarily serve African-American and Latino voters. In North Carolina and other key battleground states, scores, if not hundreds, of ballot places that once were open were closed. So I can understand why particularly first-time voters and younger folks say, wait a second, here comes Donald Trump with a campaign really, really full of a lot of hate and resentment and fear-mongering, And we didn't support him. In fact, most Americans didn't support him. But yet he's going to control the government in league with a Congress that, again, does not reflect the political leanings of Americans across the land.
What do you think the Democrats' first move should be right now if they want to stop Trump from doing the things that he said he's going to do?
Well, the Democrats did pick up seats in the Senate. And these days we hear, you know, Republicans saying, oh, you got to give Donald Trump a chance. We know on inauguration night, Republicans met in Washington to plot how to stop Obama. So Democrats here now, they will have the ability to filibuster in the Senate. And I don't think they should do it willy-nilly and anything. I think that Republicans ill-serve this country by not working with Obama on economic measures and climate change measures, things that our country need to deal with, and sort of filibustered and blocked him across the board. I think Democrats should look at what he's going to push through or try to push through and, you know, take one item at a time. If he wants to work, he said he wanted to do infrastructure. And Obama and the Democrats have been trying to do a big infrastructure bill as a jobs bill and to improve the nation's infrastructure for years now. And the Republicans is just one more thing that they say no to. So if he comes forward and says, okay, let me work together on this, I think they should work with him. They shouldn't just block him blindly the way Republicans try to do with Obama. But if he comes in and says he wants to have a deportation force, as he talked about during the campaign, and start breaking up millions of families, well, I think that's something that is worth fighting for from the Democratic side.
That's David Korn, Washington Bureau Chief for Mother Jones. David, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.